Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think we're up against it pretty good. We made a lot of anticipated moves that we wanted to make. Unfortunately, we have to make some subtractions from the roster. Can we still do some things further down the road? Sure. In the short term, I would say we're temporarily, I don't want to say out of business, we're satisfied with where we are at this point. We'll continue to address it. Again, this continues to unwind. We get deeper into our draft meetings. Maybe we go into a draft meeting or come out of a meeting setting and we'll say maybe we need to look at another position still in free agency. So it's going to continue to evolve. But I would say at this point, we're on pause and let's just see where we are.
All right, Kevin Colbert on the state of the Steelers, that from Steelers.com, as he was in his, I think, guest bedroom doing that interview for Steelers.com as he's practicing social distancing. And we are here as well at 93.7 The Fan, taking it to a new extreme as far as an abundance of caution goes. I'm in studio. Chris Muller is back at his ranch, at his house, with Lennox in the room neighboring him and dogs aplenty in the Muller residence. This has the potential to be a show full of fireworks, although I shouldn't say fireworks too loud. I don't want Eric Ebron to get mad at me again. With Chris Muller here, you heard Kevin Colbert. He's a North Catholic guy just like Chris. And we were wondering before the show, has Chris Muller cracked? Has he made it onto the North Catholic Mount Rushmore? Has he made it to North Catholic Mount Rushmore status, Chris? You've got Colbert, you've got Dan Rooney, you've got Michael.
I think Art Rooney.
Art Rooney, okay. So there's three. I don't think you're going to knock off any of those guys. So no. That leaves a spot. Here are maybe some possibilities. Michael Hayden, he used to be the CIA director, is a North Catholic.
I think a lot of people don't like him, though. Like, I think people dislike him a bunch.
And how about you?
Yeah, indifferent.
How about
I'm just trying to mess with my levels here.
How about Luke Ravenstahl?
I'd like to think I would be up there before him. Honestly, he was the mayor, but I feel like everyone kind of laughed at him.
So are you prepared to say today you think you've now joined
Steelers royalty? I think Michael Hayden's... No, I think it's Colbert, two Rooneys, and Michael Hayden probably. And to be truth be told, I mean, let's be honest, Luke Ravenstahl's probably on there before me. He was an ace kicker and quarterback.
If you'd liked in a movie starring Batman, if you'd like to make your plea or make your push for why you would deserve to be on the North Catholic Mount Rushmore over Luke Ravenstahl, please do so now.
I mean, I think my best case here is tolerated Joe Starkey for 5 years and now ride shotgun for Andrew Filippone. So I am around greatness all the time. And therefore, if you put me on a Mount Rushmore of sorts, I would also be around greatness. It's what I'm good at, is being around greatness.
And when these things happen, typically when these kind of polls get conducted or when these games get played, what we usually see is a bias towards what's going on right now. What have you done for me lately? And frankly,
prisoners of the moment.
And frankly, you're in the public eye more than Luke Ravenstahl right now.
That's true. I don't know what he's doing these days. Man, can you imagine him being the mayor right now? He'd have had people partying every day at St. You know, it'd been like St. Patrick's Day parties one after another.
Do you think he knows who you are?
Yeah, he knows who I am. He went to high school. He was like a grade ahead of my older brother.
Cordial?
And I went to... Yeah.
Okay.
He and his younger, one of his two younger brothers was in my grade, and I had a lot of classes with him, and he is now a state representative.
Where did you come? Where did you come down on the Steelers stall move?
Really lame.
Like, I liked it.
Exceedingly lame.
Craig,
can you imagine the mayor of New York City doing that?
Stall?
Pro.
Can I imagine a guy with the last name of Ravenstahl in New York City doing it? No, because what the Jets and the Giants don't care about the Ravens.
What if there was a guy who was a big, I'm trying to think, if there was a guy who was the mayor of New York City and his last name somehow had the word like cowboy in it or like Eagleton. No, say he was like Bill Eagleton.
How about Iron Eagle? Okay. If he were the mayor of New York City, should he have changed his name to Iron Giant?
Iron Giant, yes. Or like, what if there was a guy named like, who's the mayor of New York City, and his first name was Bill, and he changed it to Jet?
Yeah, like Bill de Blasio, the current mayor.
Yeah, Jet. Yeah, what if he was like, I want to be Jet de Blasio.
Mm. All right, Chris.
Is that a fair answer or no?
Yeah, sure.
I'm very paranoid about the quality of the sound here. For
you just
me,
sound
and
mostly
about
concerned.
Waking Lennox
yes,
up.
I think that's what we're hearing right now. We're getting a somber-toned Mueller.
I'm sorry. I'm going to try to use my voice as a tool. And not just talking about it.
Now, if you had to tell me, chief concern of yours right now, number one priority, yes. Is it quality of the show or is it making sure you don't wake your kid up?
I think you know what my answer is, and I don't have to say it out loud, do I? I think you know. I think
now,
you want to hear me say it, but
time,
I'm not going to say it.
What time do we get in the free and clear as far as Lennox is concerned?
I think conveniently. At around 3 o'clock, we're probably going to be free and clear on this one.
So when we get John Clayton on.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I'm going to do my best beforehand here to be clever, to be friendly and fun and okay. You know, bring the goods here. I mean, the other thing is I have an app on my phone. I can see him in the next room, and he moves a lot when he sleeps. So I have to try to tell myself just because he moves, I didn't necessarily wake him up.
Pony and Mueller presented by Chapin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Kevin Colbert, satisfied. Temporarily out of business, pause button, likes where the Steelers roster is right now. Maybe draft meetings will change all that, he says. They'll take from maybe the lack of talent at one position and the availability of players in free agency. Maybe a move gets made, but it sounds like Colbert is of the belief right now that what you see with the Steelers roster is what you get. And how does Chris Mueller take that? How does he view the makeup of the Steelers roster right now? Is he a fan of it? Does he believe in it? Does he think that they're primed for a big rebound this year?
If I were going to define it in one word, Pony, I think I would define it as thin, right? Like, they've got TJ Watt, they've got Bud Dupree. You feel really good about that up front, but they're thin. There's nobody behind them at the glamour position on the defense. You look at safety, and they have Minkah Fitzpatrick. Everybody likes that. Great. You have Terrell Edmonds. Everyone's not so hot about that, especially the two of us. Then what's behind them? Devin Bush is going to have to fill the role of two men. Like, they're counting on Devin Bush to be so good that they let Mark Barron go. The only place where I feel like they have some depth on that side of the ball is defensive line with Wormley coming in via that trade. Then on offense right now, and I know this was a theme yesterday on the show, I think it's and I wrote this for the Beaver County Times today. Mm. I think it's malpractice to not have a better backup quarterback situation than they do right now. Whether it's Winston or Newton or somebody who's started games and done somewhat well in the NFL and acquitted themselves well, you've got to have more. And they haven't done a very good job managing the cap so that they can have some sort of quality depth in certain places that are important to them as a franchise.
Yeah, I think that it's all about how expectations may have changed here in the last year or two. And I will say this about the roster that we see right now, the Steelers depth chart. Is there a lack of depth at positions? Yes, I think you've articulated that fine enough. If the expectation is, will the Steelers rebound and make the playoffs? Are they good enough to put a winning team on the field and be one of the seven best teams in the AFC now? My answer is yes. I think that they are, with Ben, you know, proceeding with the idea that he's going to come back and play a full season of Minkah Fitzpatrick, a second year for Devin Bush, I think they will improve off of an 8-8 season. They'll make the playoffs. Do I look at their team and think they've got a Super Bowl team? No. And, like, there have been times in Steelers history where that was, you know, the bar. Like, Can they win the Super Bowl with this team? Yes or no? If the answer is no, that's not good enough. Like, that's a disappointment. That's an under that, that's not meeting the standard, so to speak. And I just get the sense that the Steelers fans, because of how last year ended with backups, would sign up for a year that ended with the Steelers going like 10-6 and like losing in the first or second round. That would be considered progress.
Isn't that antithetical, though, to the notion that as long as you have Ben Roethlisberger, you should be in a Super Bowl contender, or you fancy yourself one? Otherwise, what are you doing? Like, why would the standard go down just because they had an 8-8 season where they were, if anything, overachievers given how bad they were at quarterback after Roethlisberger was gone? Like, that's my thought on that. I don't think you just change from a we have Super Bowl expectations every year to something other than that simply because the last year was so bad. If anything, you'd change them because you know that the Chiefs look unbelievably good and that the Ravens might well be very good again too. But not just because, oh, you had Hodges come in, and if Roethlisberger comes back going 10-6 and being one of, you know, the seven playoff teams is good enough. I don't think that should be the standard. I think people here would reject that notion out of hand.
Do you seriously get the impression that Steelers fans feel like this is their time, this is their year? I don't know.
I don't get that idea at all. I think Roethlisberger coming back, people are assuming like, okay, they can contend for a Super Bowl because people think that that defense is back, and that's what people have been conditioned in this town to think is the most important ingredient towards winning a Super Bowl is having a dominant defense.
Yeah.
Well, now they have it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if the quarterback comes back, and the quarterback who's won two Super Bowls already with a dominant defense behind him is anywhere near healthy, why wouldn't people think that? Like, I guess that's the question I'm trying to get through here.
I usually have a good gauge. I want to believe I have a good gauge on when teams have, like, the expectations where, like, there's a championship glimmer in the eyes of fans. The Penguins have done that a lot the last few years through moves and trades and the way that they've played for certain stretches. And I just do not get the impression that people think right now the Steelers are in the same ballpark as like the Chiefs. And I don't think that there's like anger or disappointment about that. I think it's just improve on last year and take your chances. And if it's 10-6 and they lose all like a tough game in the wild card or in the divisional round to a team like Kansas City, oh well, we'll get them next year in Ben Swansong and it'll go out a champion. I don't know. Because I don't think like no odds maker, nobody out there whose job is to like have a crystal ball for next season. Nobody puts the Steelers in that kind of light. Nobody thinks that they're... People think the odds makers think the Bills are better than the Steelers. The Buffalo Bills. A team that went, what, 19 years between playoff appearances?
A team that made the playoffs now and has made them, what, 2 out of the last 3 years or whatever it is? 2 out of the last 4? I mean, you at least have to acknowledge that they've made it twice. They were terrible when they made it in 2017 and still almost beat the Jaguars. And then last year, they had the Texans
Chris,
dead to rights.
I agree with what you said about the backup quarterback, but I don't get the feeling that fans are, like, freaking out about that. Like, some are. I mean, I don't want to paint with the broadest of brushes, but I don't think that it's, like, it's not something universally
believed by Steelers fans. Well, Pony, do you think they're not freaking out about it because they think that the Steelers aren't a serious enough contender for it to matter all that much, or do you think they're freaking out about it because they're not freaking out about it because they just assume Ben Roethlisberger is going to stay healthy?
I think the latter is probably the bigger one. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, good luck with that. He might. You hope he does, but you don't know that he will for sure.
They're like a dark horse team to me. They're a team that I think there's enough there to think that they could really surprise people, but there's also enough reasons, and you've spelled them out, to think that the Steelers will be maybe a 9-7 team, 10-6 with still a lot of warts.
So there's 4 division champions for going forward, and there's 3 wild cards. They fit in that 5-7 range for me right now in any playoff picture. They're a wild card team.
Give me the 4 AFC teams that you think are better than them.
Chiefs, okay. Ravens, God, I want to put the Texans up there, but I probably shouldn't. I think the Colts could be better than them with Philip Rivers. And then I would probably still put the Buffalo Bills ahead of them. As crazy as that sounds to you. The point is, though, you're asking me for a false equivalency here. You're saying name the four teams better than them. Just because they're in the wild card range for me doesn't mean there might be four teams better. They're clearly inferior to the Ravens, who are going to win the division. That's why I have them in that 5-7 range.
Yeah, I don't think the Ravens are a lock. I don't think that they're a lock to win the division. They deserve to be the favorites. They went 14-2 last year. Their quarterback won the MVP. He's in his 20s. He isn't injured. He's not coming off.
Well, you've got the Cleveland Browns out there, too. I mean, that Baltimore's going to have to worry about. That's the other thing.
What's that, Craig? The tie line's starting to break up. We might have to just do a solo show the rest of the way. Okay. Thank you for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.